I'm with Gwen, the teacher of this group of young people who've been to Dartmoor. They've just given us a presentation about some of the things that they've seen and heard and witnessed and learned in Dartmoor. Why did they go to Dartmoor?
They went to Dartmoor because we believe that it's important to try and live the language, that is, try and use it as a tool for communication, and the best way to do it is to go to an English-speaking country. So, in fact, with Nathalie, my colleague, who teaches environment and landscape, we work together with the students from the beginning of September so that they could prepare the topics they decided to work on, prepare the language too. And once we were there, they got in touch with people who could help them to develop their research. We also shared a very rich moment with the students at Okehampton College. That was really interesting. And what is very good is that the students now have partners, English partners, so they chat. And it's really good because it's real life. That's what we always aim for.
You could have gone to other places in England, but you chose to go to Dartmoor. Is there a reason for that?
Well, there are two main reasons. The first one is that it's a national park and the students are interested in wildlife, natural environment. Of course, that was one of the reasons. And the second one is that it's close to Plymouth. And we could have gone to North Yorkshire, for example, which also is a nice place, or the Lake District, but it's more expensive.
And what do you think the young people got out of their visit?
It's really amazing to see them gaining in confidence and enjoying it. It's mostly the pleasure they get out of speaking English and, you know, meeting people. Well, I think once you get to that notion of pleasure, everything is possible.
I noticed that they responded very well when you asked them about what they ate.
Yeah, well, they enjoyed it. They all tried English breakfast. In fact, they had to. I had told them there's no choice. We even have an English vegetarian full breakfast. And in fact, because they were willing to go, and they are open-minded, and they knew they wanted to discover. In fact, they wanted to try everything and wanted to discover. So it was a pleasure for all of us, the teachers and the students.
I suppose that the students of Saint-Élan will be going again.
Yes, definitely. In fact, it's one of the specificities of the STAV course. STAV meaning the students who take leur bac A-levels, with a speciality in environmental studies. And we have been doing this for about 25 years now. So it can be in England, Guernsey, Jersey, always an English-speaking country, but always with the same concept of them preparing before, then working on projects in little groups, and then doing what we did today. That is, well, making a show. That is, they need to digest all the information. They need to be able to present them and to enjoy it, and also make people enjoy it and want to travel and discover, go to Eden Project.